BS in 20 Minutes or Less podcast. Your daily download of X92.9's X Mornings with Beckler and Shauna.
It's Monday, January 29th, 2018. I'm Beckler.
I'm Shauna.
Did you watch any of the Grammys last night, Shauna?
I didn't really. Is that bad?
No, it's not bad. I didn't watch it either.
Okay.
I don't like award shows in general, but I feel like even more recently, it's just become like this giant soapbox for all these celebrities to virtue signal at you. And it's like, you tune in and you see all these wealthy people who live in gated communities basically talking down to you about what they think is wrong with the world.
Well, it's like, on the one hand, they're trying to use their voices for good. They know this is a big thing that a lot of people are going to watch, and it's a way for their voice to be heard. So I understand that they're doing that, and it's better than not doing that.
Do you think so? Do you think it's better if they didn't politicize it so much? Like, especially now, it's like every award show knows that they're going to need to do something like that if people are going to care about it at all.
Yeah, and if it's just for ratings, it's one thing. But it's girls. Like, a lot of that is women who, for example, with the White Roses, strongly believe in that. So,
what was the White Roses thing?
The White Roses were...
Was this like wearing a black tuxedo at the Golden Globes?
Yes, it was slightly different. Hold on.
Yeah, because I do understand that industry has been affected heavily by sexual harassment, sexual assault. Like, I know even Kesha performed last night, and Kesha had her whole thing with Dr. Luke, which was a mess. And
it was basically to honor the Time's Up, the Me Too thing as well. So that's what the White Roses were for. So people were wearing them. They were giving them out. They were saying, here, this shows that you're supportive of people who have dealt with sexual harassment and that type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I'm so torn because I honestly think it really is distracting, and that is what these award shows have become. So it is very different than how it used to be. On the other hand, I think it's good that they're showing solidarity, I suppose, to people who have been in situations. So it's tough. If you didn't do that, if you didn't acknowledge it at all, then I think people would be after you for that, right?
For living in a bubble? Yeah, you're probably criticized either way.
Yeah.
You're correct about that.
Yeah.
I don't... Just award shows in general. Like, I don't... Why do you need an award? Either the album sold really well and it was a commercial success, or it meant a lot to the people who listened to it artistically, and then it was a success as well. Why do we need someone else to say, no, this one was the best?
I know.
It's even like Shauna and I are nominated for an award in Calgary right now. I think, is it Best Radio Host? I think in the Best of Calgary Awards?
Yes.
And like, we know people in this industry who, when they're nominated for this, they campaign. Like, they try to rally their followers and like, go vote for us, we got to win this. And it's like, we have a system to determine who is the most successful radio show. It's called ratings.
Yes. Although people are now listening, like, are you saying this is a backhanded way to vote? I mean, if you aren't listening, you could vote for us.
Yeah, and I mean, obviously somebody nominated us and they put us on the survey. Which I don't want to sound ungrateful over that.
No.
But there are people who tune into our show or tune into our podcast every day and like listen and care about the things that we say and the things that we do on this show.
Yeah, which is wicked.
Yeah, and those are the people that we do it for.
Of course.
And I don't think you need an award or anything to feel like you're doing a good job at that. I certainly don't.
No. So no, definitely not. We love you just for listening. That's it.
We like playing games, like party games, drinking games, more parties.
Heck yeah.
Cards Against Humanity, which I'm not so crazy about anymore.
No. No, that game was really good for a while, and then now everybody has it, and you know every card, and now it's like, okay, no.
Well, and just the most offensive card wins every time.
Yeah.
And it's like, even if it's not used very well,
mm-hmm.
it's like, it's not funny just because of what's on the card.
My response was smart. It was better than this.
I've started playing, like, as bad as I can with that game, yes. Like, trying to play the worst card.
Right, so everybody... Like, it goes, meh, meh,
yeah,
after everyone reads it.
I consider that a big win.
That's good. That's
anyways, good. Have you seen that game where it throws a pie in the person's face?
Yes, pie face. Is that what it's called?
I think it's just called pie face.
Yeah.
I saw videos of it over Christmas, people playing with their families,
yep.
and their aunt take a pie in the face. Pretty funny.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of cleanup,
mm-hmm.
I think.
Yep.
There was a game for sale in the game section at Superstore on the weekend called Egged On, which they describe as egg roulette. So at some point in the game, a player will eventually take an egg to the face.
Yeah.
Who the hell is like, yeah, I'll play that game.
Yeah, that's... They're obviously trying to capitalize off the success of pie face, but it's not quite the same. You have to smash an egg over your own head.
And then you have to get the egg out of your hair and your clothes and wherever else it ended
like,
up in the
like, the
house.
Game's over once one person... You're like, great, I have to go shower now. Game's done.
That's it. I guess I'll go home to where I have clean clothes and a shower.
What an odd...
What?
Yeah.
Hey,
weird.
Like, trust me, it's super funny, and I bet it is. But also, I'm going to say, can we play something else?
Yeah.
I don't want to be covered in egg in just moments.
Guys, let's go play Egg Don before we go out for the night and all wander with egg in our hair. Like, what?
Everyone will be like, oh, you guys are playing Egg Don. How far are we going to take this type of game? Like pepper sprayed?
This one's not for the children.
I can't breathe, Jennifer wailed, as everyone else cleared the room so as to not also inhale the bear mace.
Oh my god. You have to hail somebody now to like defumigate your house and game's over, guys.
I can't breathe. Concussed, where it knocks one of you out.
Let's just leave them.
Everyone's laughing.
Okay.
Your friend's on the floor, conkied in the fencing position.
Oh my god.
Gotta go to the quiet room after that.
Is this a real knife?
BNS in 20 minutes or less.
This was a little bit odd. CNN posted this article, and this was the headline. It says, cuckolding can be positive for some couples, study says. So instead of, you know, political cuckery, CNN has now decided to talk about your relationships and about cuckolding being an open or swinging type relationship.
Yeah, we should give a bit of a background on what cuckolding is.
Yeah.
The term actually, I think, specifically refers to a man whose wife cheats on him and he's into it.
Yes.
Like, it's almost like facilitating it or watches
even. Watching it, yeah.
There is the female equivalent of that, which is cuckqueen. So I think it's quite a bit less popular.
I didn't even know that that had a term for the female. I just kind of thought it was all cuckolding. But yes, that's what it is. And this whole article was talking about how this is actually good for people in relationships. And then expanded on to, open and swinging and that type of stuff. And
some of the right-wing groups that I keep an eye on online thought that this was more evidence of basically the media's attempt to, like, to push men into cuckoldry. Cuckery.
Okay, so
like
interesting.
Yeah, like if you go into any of these groups at all, these right wing groups, they think that there's this whole idea of like trying to emasculate men, and this is more evidence of that.
Wow.
And that's where the term like calling someone a cuck comes from.
Right.
That was big during the last American election.
Yep. I never thought of it that way.
Yeah, and I don't think it's that at all. I think people are just much more open to different types of relationships now than they used to be.
Well, oddly enough, I read this and I just recently had a discussion with two of my girlfriends who are both in committed relationships, and we were talking about that, and they are both very open to cuckolding and open relationships and swinging, and both of them were talking to me about this and saying like, this is a thing. And I was a little bit shocked, I guess maybe because this is the first time that my friends have been that open in discussing this type of thing with me. And then I was like, is it just that my friends are weird, or is this a swing? Is this a slow shift that we're going to see more and more of, is people openly admitting and being comfortable with saying, no, we're in an open relationship, or we're swingers. Swinging is a bit different because they are very open if you're swinging.
Yeah. And it's hard to say if the act of being in an open relationship and like introducing new partners into a relationship is actually on the rise, or if people are just more comfortable talking about it in the open.
Yeah. I don't know which one it is. I can't tell you, but it was very interesting. Yeah. The two friends, I was like, oh, wow. Okay. That's crazy. I had no idea. Now, the other thing is, I'm not sure if their partners were fully as on board as they were. So I'm like, that's something you need to work on.
Yeah. And I often wonder that with these relationships, if maybe one party feels kind of pressured into like, oh, so you know your girlfriend is open-minded and would like to experiment with other people.
Yes.
You're not really crazy about it, but you also don't want your girlfriend to go looking for somebody who is open to the idea.
Yeah.
So,
and that's tough,
you know,
too.
And I've even read accounts from people who said, like, I thought I'd be into it, and then we tried it, and it was terrible.
Yeah.
And now I'm never able to, like, look at that person the same. And it's like, well, I mean, you gave her the old college try, but at the cost of your relationship. So
that's not a good thing. The old college try. You gave her the old college try.
Yeah, if you can't see, I'm, like, swinging my arm like that. Bully. Get in there, slugger.
You guys were talking about swinging and all that kind of stuff. I just kind of touch base on it because I was introduced to that lifestyle about 7 months ago.
Yeah.
You're fresh in it then.
Oh, yeah. I'm still kind of learning the ins and outs of it. I'm still kind of learning boundaries for myself and for my partner.
You're on the training swings.
It was kind of an open, it was right from the get-go. I was told right from the get-go that that's what she likes to do. And I don't want to change this person for anything. Like, this is the person that I fell in love with is the way she is. Mm-hmm. So I went into it open-minded, and it's kind of given me a different outlook on life. It's taught me to be more honest with my partner, more truthful with my partner, and it's given me a better respect for my partner.
If you're swinging, communication is key. So that makes perfect
100%.
Sense. Yeah.
And it translates to everything else in our relationship, right from what we're going to eat for dinner to who's working late tonight or who's picking up the kids. Like it's so much easier to communicate with my partner because of it.
Were you curious about that lifestyle or into the idea before you met her? Or was this something that you did just to
want? Well, I mean, of course I always wanted to add maybe somebody into the mix in past relationships.
For
right.
Sure.
But I mean, to go full into the whole lifestyle was not something I was really interested in. And then it was brought up to me and we slowly eased me into it.
Right.
And slowly we went to a couple of clubs and nothing happened. We just kind of went to see what it was like. So, I mean, amazing. Some of the people that I've met have been some of the most genuine people that I've met in my life.
And it's funny because I've heard that before. And I think, again, because the swinging lifestyle involves so much communication, people are very genuine, right? You're not like trying to be somebody else.
Bullshit, right?
No.
These two women. This couple approached actually my wife at the Taboo show and didn't realize that I think they were looking for just a girl and didn't realize that I was with her. But they were just like straight up told her what they wanted to do. And she was like, oh, thank you, but no thank you. And they're like, all right, moved on. It was like... that kind of honesty is quite refreshing, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so nice. Yeah, it's nice to... the first time I walked into a club, I was nervous. I'm not going to lie, I was nervous. And being in there within 5 minutes, I was so comfortable because everybody was there for one reason. Everybody knew the reason why everybody was there and nobody cared.
Do you guys go with couples or with individuals? And how often does this happen?
It's not like... we don't do it like an every night or once a week thing. It's kind of on a whim kind of deal.
Okay.
But I'd say maybe once a month we go out to the clubs and see what's going on. But we don't always do something. Sometimes we'll go and maybe just have a drink or two and then go home. Sometimes we'll go with people, sometimes we'll meet people there.
Do you repeat couples? Is it a thing to like go back to the same couple or the same person, or is it normally like just different every time?
We have other couples that we like to play with and we go and see them every now and then, but for the most part, yeah, it depends on what the day is, really, to be honest with you.
It's so funny because we interviewed a guy who runs one of the swingers clubs in Calgary, and he was using the term play with, and I totally get that that's the term you guys use, but it's always so funny to hear. Like, yeah, we play with them.
Play
dates. Yeah. It does sound fun. Adult play dates.
Yeah.
In 20 minutes or less.
We kind of missed this story last week, but Campbell's Soup is closing their Toronto plant.
Yeah, it's sad. It was there for, I think, 87 years, and 380 jobs are lost, and it's just been a staple for a long time.
They're still going to make soup, just that I guess they don't need that plant. It's in Etobicoke?
Yeah. Yeah, they don't need it anymore.
Just do it out of the States.
Mm-hmm.
Are people not drinking soup anymore? Or eating soup? Do you eat soup or drink soup? I guess it depends on its viscosity, doesn't it? Totally depends on the thickness of it.
You don't eat soup, do you?
You're not you can tell I'm not a soup eater.
you eat it. Yeah.
Yeah.
You eat. I guess
what about a cup of soup?
You can sip. Yeah, okay, fair. You can sip on it, and people do, but like...
it's like plasma. What is it? It's kind of in between two states.
You don't put a soup in a cup, just hoard it back. It's weird. Okay.
We thought maybe we could help out the soup industry,
we
though.
We can,
get more people, I almost said drinking soup again, eating soup.
And drinking it, too.
And drinking that
whatever.
Soup.
Whatever way you want to ingest the soup is good, okay?
We're going to make soup sexy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, where's my sexy music?
We need the
music?
Sexy music first.
There we go.
Ooh, that's a nice clam chowder.
Oh, my God. God.
Rough start, I know.
Good God.
Coming out hot.
Mm. I'll take off my broth and show you my tortellinis.
The noodles are so long.
Oh, the There's so much room in there. It's like throwing a hot dog down a hallway.
I like a good thick stock.
Well, I like kinky stuff, but don't pee on me. A potato leak is okay, but no pee.
Yeah, you like that, bisque? You like that?
Oh my. Okay, that's... Yep. Okay. No. Moving on.
The BHS in 20 Minutes or Less podcast.
I was just reading an article about the oldest man in Canada. I guess he just turned 108 over the weekend.
108.
108 years old. And so they were talking to him, of course, about this. And he's from Kerrobert, Saskatchewan.
I've been to Kerrobert many times. Yes. My wife is from 10 minutes down the road.
There you go.
I was in the hospital in Kerrobert once.
Oh, that's...
Kerrobert.
That's not good.
My wife's hometown hates Kerrobert. That's like their main rivalry.
Okay, so don't tell your wife because she'll be super mad about this. But they said his advice is to pick a good wife. That was his advice, which is hilarious to me. But that's all he says.
His wife can't still be alive, though.
I think she is, strangely enough.
How old would she be?
I don't know. That's a good question. I was trying to look into it, and oh, maybe she's not. Sorry. It does say that his son is around. His son is 78 years old.
So he had his son when he was 30.
Yeah.
Which is old for the time, yes. I'm sure. He would have been an old dude having... But yeah, you're 78 years old. You're like, I'm going to my dad's house. Okay.
I like pat you on the head. Sure you are. Sure you... It's okay. You're losing some memory here. 78 is a son and you still have your dad around. That's amazing.
So if this... I saw this the article about this guy too, and he said that he retired at the age of 55, meaning he's been retired for 53 years.
He's been... Oh my God.
Is he still drawing a pension?
And does his pension eventually run out? Like
pension plan's like, okay.
You're too old.
Okay.
Yeah. We only budgeted for you to live to 105. Like, we got nothing left.
How does the pension plan work like that? Because people are living older and older all the time. I thought I saw a stat the other day that said 1 in 10 people in the developed world will live to be 100 years old now.
Which is
1 in 10. That is insane. Yeah. I mean, if people are still retiring at 65... There just isn't going to be enough money for everybody.
No, I'm assuming that we're contributing more now. You're just going to have to be contributing more as you grow to be older, right?
Or working longer.
Yeah. One of the two. It's crazy.
I'm okay with working a little longer. Like, the thought of retirement, like, it never even crosses my mind. And I think that's probably the way for a lot of people our age.
I know. And I think that's a good thing. Because if it is crossing your mind already, it means you maybe should get out of the line of work you're in. Because if you're, like, counting down the days to retirement right now, you got a long way to go, man.
Man, I have a friend who's a miner. And he posted on Facebook the other day. Like, I think he makes pretty good money and probably has a really good pension when he's done. But he posted the other day, 5 years ago today, I started at the mine. 35 to go. I was like, that is
the most.
I'm 29 years old. Like, that is
depressing.
I can't even think of that.
Oh,
like, you
my.
Have 35 years. And
wow.
Yeah, you should. I mean, you shouldn't really look at it like that. But if you're in the type of job where you can retire like that and draw a good pension, I think people do look at it like that.
I suppose so.
It's your freedom.
My mom retired, I think she was 52, 53.
Wow.
And she retired with a full pension. So
my dad would have been about the same age. He's got a great pension. And we just. I don't think we're going to have that.
No, you and I are going to be on this radio, maybe not this program.
Did you see the Grammys last night? What kind of music is this that's winning?
I didn't, I'm blind.
You've been listening to the B&S in 20 Minutes or Less podcast. You want more? Then tune in to X Mornings with Beckler and Shauna live on Calgary's alternative X92.9. Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. Mountain Time at x92.9.ca. And don't forget to subscribe to this podcast and have B&S in 20 Minutes or Less downloaded daily to whatever device you use. Later.